Asian guys cheat.
Asian guys are notorious for
Let's be honest. You guys check out girls while in a relationship.
My explore feed, for some reason, is still girls.
Do you think there's something wrong with just looking at IG girls?
No, well, it depends on the purpose is. If your purpose is to go like a little fat, like a
You talking about if Asian guys cheat, which we don't.
Well, I definitely don't.
I just don't think they get caught. Like,
do people cheat? Guys cheat, you know?
Like, cheating is, like, notorious in Asia.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah. It's, like, a huge thing. Like, the KTV rooms, bro. Like,
Thing. Bro, mistresses. Asia, mistresses.
Yeah. It's part of, like, the business culture there.
Well, you call, like, a karaoke room cheating or, like, an experience?
No, I mean, I'm saying what goes on in the karaoke
room. Yeah. In China, karaoke rooms are, like, you bring a row of girls over. It's not, like, the same karaoke.
Say you had a girl back home, right? And then you do a karaoke room. Is that cheating?
I do a karaoke room here? Then I'm saying. If I had to go here and I go to China, go to karaoke room, it's a different story.
China karaoke room.
What goes down in a Chinese karaoke
room? Can bring you a list of girls. Or not a list, but like a bunch of girls.
You're singing this song, bro.
Yeah.
You're singing this song.
Sean talking from experience.
Huh? Yeah. You're talking from experience?
I've never been, bro. But I've seen enough.
I've seen it in those mafia movies.
You never seen it.
I've never seen it, but I've heard stories too. Yeah,
I've been pulled to one in China before.
You've been to one?
Yeah, it's not what it is. It's you just pay to drink with them.
Oh,
but like whatever goes on after.
Well, no, that's because you didn't pay enough.
I didn't even pay. Yeah. I walked in and it left.
If you pay more, it probably goes beyond drinking. Yeah, right?
Things escalate from there, man.
Yeah, the girls weren't that sweet. So.
They weren't that sweet.
Yeah.
Oh. You prefer them to be a little nicer.
Yeah. A little out of the vibe. No, sweet as in like they weren't that cute. Like sweet as in
okay.
Sweet as in cute.
I thought you preferred them to be a little cheaper.
It was expensive. It was expensive coming from
here. I gotta ask: is everybody here in a relationship?
Yes.
Everybody here is in a
relationship.
Yes,
sir.
And you know, let's be honest. You guys check out girls while in a relationship.
Yo, I'm telling you right now. You can look at my explore feed on my phone. Only dogs, basketball, and sometimes guys.
What about you guys?
Yo,
I have a clean explore
feed. I don't know why. Like, my explore feed, for some reason,
it's girls.
Is still girls. I don't know why. I've been single. No. I've been in a relationship. You know my girlfriend. No, but not like
Sheldon, bro.
I don't want to look at girls. But yo,
Sheldon, now, let me tell you something.
Instagram is not
AI. Listen, AI never lies. AI never lies.
Instagram not
AI never lies.
Back how long?
Whoa,
Sheldon. AI never lies.
I don't know why, bro.
AI never lies.
There's nothing wrong with just looking at
girls. It's basketball. It's basketball.
Is there something? Do you think there's something wrong with just looking at IG girls?
No, there isn't nothing wrong.
No, well, it depends on the purpose is. If your purpose is to go like a little, maybe like a little fat, like, maybe.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Maybe.
Who's fat to IG pics?
I'm just saying AI never lies.
Damn, you got some baddies here.
They probably know how long you wait between scrolls.
This is true. They do.
They do, right?
I don't follow any girls. I don't like any.
But you pause on them.
Huh?
You pausing them?
I might pass by looking at them. I look at him with Sandy too. So I mean, so
you look at it.
Wait,
Sandy.
Don't check.
She's like,
oh,
you think he's hot?
Trying to save his. What's your explore feed?
Animals, business stuff. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Animals and business stuff. Yeah.
I'm next. I'm exposed right now because you exposed me, bro.
You want to see mine?
No. Mike has told me he's like. Sometimes, bro, like I see a hot girl, bro, but I'm afraid to look at her on my Instagram, so I'll go on Canamano Instagram and look at her.
No. That's not what I say.
Listen.
That's not what I say. That's not what I do. I say sometimes when I'm scrolling through TikTok and my girl's around and I'm like, hey, I'm scrolling through and I'm like, oh, this is a pretty attractive girl. I will scroll past it, and when she's like, turns around, I scroll back at it. Look at it. That's what I said. So don't twist my story up, all right? Don't twist my story up.
Nah, but the story still applies.
No, go look at my phone right now. My phone is
So when you first brought it up to Sandy, what was her reaction? It's like, damn, why do you have so many girls on your...
She just saw it before. She was like, huh. She's like, okay.
She thought about it like a little bit. Every girl thinks about it a little bit,
but she knows that you know I'm loyal to the core.
Hold on, wait. Yeah. Do they have like you have like a certain type of girls in there too, or like are they just like general girls?
Let's paint a picture for the audience.
Jimmy, you saw it.
Like, are these girls in like lingerie? bikinis, or are these just girls?
Just these are women. Just women.
You know, like stock images.
Yeah.
My guy, bro. They're clearly Asian baddies. You have to.
No,
they're just
opened the chick.
Yo, Sheldon, don't lie as if you haven't seen her before.
But
my guy, yo, let me tell you. you gonna tell me? How you gonna tell me this is just another picture, yo?
Let me see this one kind of fire.
Bro. I mean, that's not his type, but
this one kind of fire. Let me take a picture of this.
I can see once in a while. Once in a while, it gets.
I don't
like,
know why, bro. Yo, I don't know why.
There's no why, right?
Wait, you guys don't follow any of these girls.
I don't.
Right?
I don't.
You guys never followed any of these, like.
Even when I was single, I didn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Hey, I'm talking to you guys. This week's podcast was sponsored by Blue Chew. This is a dating and sex podcast, so it's only natural we talk about, you know what I'm saying? It happens to the best of us. It happens to all of us. Once you guys are about to, you know, take your pants off, you might have a hard time staying hard the entire time. Especially if this is like a new girl I'm seeing. We haven't built up that chemistry yet. I might pop a Blue Chew. Now, 2023 is the year you should maximize your performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredient as Viagra, Cialis. You could take them anytime during the day or night. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. It's all done online, so there's no awkward conversation. Doctor's office, hey doc, I can't get it up. Blue Chew tablets are all made in America, paired and shipped to your doorstep in a little discreet packaging. And some of these girls, they want like 3-4 rounds. I only got 2, but maybe with Blue Chew, I'll give you a couple more. It's really no harm. It has helped me, but it definitely helped Gabe in his little orgy party. And you guys could actually try Blue Chew for free if you use the promo code DOWNBADSHOW at checkout and just pay the $5 for shipping. Go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code DOWNBADSHOW to receive your first month for free. That being said, just go to BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
What's your feet like?
You're a better man.
What's your feet like? Is it all?
No. My feet, listen. I am single, but I've resetted my Instagram Explore page.
How?
Multiple times.
How do you reset that?
And it always goes back to
girls?
To girls.
No, it's because they know what you're looking for.
They know. You can't reset
it. Let's see this.
Oh, you got the same one! You got the same girl!
No way. The same picture.
Damn.
Yo, Jimmy's is different. Yo, Jimmy's is straight girls.
What
are you?
I got some basketball.
You got straight girls, anime, and tattoos.
Let me see. Yeah, it's girls.
Anime and tattoo.
Yeah, looks about right.
Damn, but you
wait, yeah. Is this on my main page?
Down Basho. Holy shit, bro. That's probably all girls.
No, that's my main page. But okay, so what about on the street though? Like you guys ever like check out a girl on the street, like with your girl? What gets me through these podcasts is Gamer Subs. My favorite drinks to drink. It's a nootropic, keeps you alert, focused. So if you guys want to try a free sample, click on the first link down below. Go listen to this episode on Spotify. The link will also be down below. Last but not least, go check out the Fan House for early access to these podcasts, as well as extended cuts and a whole lot more.
If your girl is next to you, right?
Let's say your girl is next to you, and there's like a fine-ass girl that just walks by.
Yeah.
Or like maybe like waiting in line in the cafe. Do you just completely ignore her existence?
Yeah.
No.
Or
my neck is stiff. I got cramps on my neck. I go like this.
Or do you go, babe?
Nah, yo, me and Sandy. Sandy breaks the ice sometimes. She'd be like, huh, looked at her, didn't you?
What?
Like Sandy breaks the ice with it. She'd be like, looked at her, right?
So what do you say?
Did you ever say that to her? Like, yeah, you looked at him, didn't you?
How?
Or no? There's no other guys like that?
Well, like, we'll make it a game and stuff. Like, I'll be like, oh, you look at him? No, if she brought up in the moment, she's like, oh, you looked at her? I'm like, oh, you looked at him, didn't you?
Yeah.
But, like, it's never in a way that's, like, kind of bad. It's just kind of jokes.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
How about you?
I mean, like, it depends what you think is, like, when you say checked out, I mean, obviously I'm eyes, so I just, like, I notice people around me.
Right.
But I don't, like, I'm not, like, gonna go, like, take double takes or stuff.
Yeah, but you acknowledge the fact that she's attractive. Like,
look, not with my girlfriend there though. If I see a really unattractive person, I'll acknowledge that they're really attractive. The same way I'll acknowledge like they're attractive. So it's just like I can see like I lie.
You're waiting in line in a cafe, and you're literally right behind this girl with like yoga pants and a fat ass, bro. Like a perky ass. You're not gonna.
I'm not even into fat asses, bro.
Okay. No. It's not even fat. It's perky. It's like okay. it's like it's just
yeah
round.
Yeah.
It's nice. Right. It's nice to look at. Right. Especially if you're a straight guy, it's nice to look at. So. Are you just not acknowledging this
piece I'm of not acknowledging it.
At all?
No, I'm not acknowledging it.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you acknowledging it?
I'm not acknowledging it. Wait, pause. Double take and acknowledge are different. I can acknowledge the fact that she has a nice ass. I don't need double take to acknowledge that she has a nice ass. I look at a glance.
I think it's almost awkward for you to not point it out.
I don't point it out. I don't go like, hey, you know what? She has a nice ass.
No, not like that.
But my thought is...
But like, babe.
Yeah. But that's going up in my head. But my outside face is like this.
Isn't that more awkward?
It's not. I'm just like, oh, it was that.
To be fair, I actually don't do that often. Like, I don't, like, if there's a girl with a nice ass, I actually don't look that often.
I don't.
Like, even if I was single, I don't look that often either.
Okay, fine. If it's a cute, just really pretty girl.
Yeah, okay.
If it's a face.
Yeah, so
a
cute face, cute face, normally I do notice.
Yeah.
And then no, when I'm with that girl, I normally don't like fucking.
Yeah, I don't. No.
Yeah, like I'll notice her, but like I'll never do this.
In your mind, you know, like you're not stupid.
No,
like,
I mean,
you know when a hot person walks by, like what's a hot person?
No,
is.
Like with or without your girl being there, you know that if someone looks good, they look good. If someone looks ugly, they look ugly.
Let me put it this way: even if it's a big hot guy.
Yeah.
I was no, too. I would acknowledge that.
Right. I acknowledge. I mean, this guy's hot. That. Yeah.
So it's not more so a gender.
In fact, as guys, I think we acknowledge hot guys more than we acknowledge hot girls.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, would you feel some type of way if your girl's like, ooh.
Yeah.
If she's like,
I would. I would be like, dude, what are you doing?
Would you feel some type of way if she thought that? You can't thought police.
I can't thought police. But if she's gonna say that to me, it's disrespectful.
But what if she like has a body like you smile just a little bit when you question her, like if a guy walks by and she looks at you know that look you give you like you catch her like just smiling a little bit or smizing, would you say something
or not even I think that's a little unrealistic
okay.
but she like she does one of these
yeah.
like he walks by and she does like a 90 degree turn
would you say something
I would say something. I'd be like. You want to go date him? Maybe.
Oh, that's a little passive aggressive.
That is so
fast. PA.
Listen, if it happens in front of me, it is.
But she don't say anything.
She doesn't say anything.
Innately. Just like.
Oh. Sometimes when like an attractive person comes by, like you can't help it. Like your eyes are looking and it's like, it can't help it.
Honestly,
it's acknowledgement.
No. Honestly, for me, what I would do is I would probably notice it too. I'd be like, damn, he's hot. I just like break the little ice a little.
Yeah. No, I mean like I can say it as a joke. I don't have to be like, yo, go date him now or whatever. Yeah, but it's still a joke.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But I definitely think I'm more like, you know, I expect myself to follow this rule, so therefore I expect you to follow these rules.
Fair. Now I have a couple scenarios where that was kind of like the first scenario.
Level one.
Level five is like she's in bed with another guy.
Okay.
Or maybe you're in bed with another girl.
Sure.
Okay. That's full on cheating. Yeah. Now in between there's a couple things, right? What if they are hanging out with a guy friend that they know like them?
And they don't like them or likes them.
No. So your girlfriend is hanging out with a guy friend that she knows likes her.
And you know.
What are you asking? What's the question? Is it cheating?
Is it like how uncomfortable is
like one on one, right?
Yeah, one on one.
I'm uncomfortable.
For lunch.
Uncomfortable. What's the purpose? Like if this guy's your coworker and he likes you.
Maybe let's say it's a coworker. Or maybe it's an old town friend, or maybe it's a friend that you know has. Maybe she hasn't seen in a minute, and he finally came back to the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's like, "Hey, let's catch up sometime."
Mm. And she says yes.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
like from one to like one to a ten, how uncomfortable are you?
And what's the purpose of her hanging out with him? To get a validation?
Just to catch up?
To catch up, yeah. And, but you know that she knows that this guy likes her.
I know she knows. Yeah, she does know that he likes her.
He likes her right now.
No. I mean, it's look.
Or like they had like there was.
And she agreed to it. She's asking you if it's okay.
It's like, hey, babe, you know, yeah, like there's this guy. We're just friends.
I mean, I think back.
But maybe in the back of your head, you know, like, oh wait, I feel like this guy, like, you know.
Oh, so are you speculating or not?
You're spectating. You're thinking so, sus. So you think it's sus.
So she's never said that. But you're speculating that he might have a crush on her.
Yeah. You think it's sus.
So I cannot confirm. I cannot confirm that he likes her, but a little bit sus.
Yeah. It's sus.
I think it's sus to go one on one with a single guy.
Yeah.
If it's not for a purpose that is like a valid purpose.
I can't even think like just catching up with friends.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that too. You can have friends on your eyes and want to catch up with a friend.
No, I agree. But then usually what happens is you catch up. In a group?
No. I mean, like, Joy has tons of friends that are, like, dudes that I've eaten out with. Like, three of us have gone out to eat, and then they hang out.
But this guy likes her, though, right? Like, it's sus that
wait, you think that guy likes her, right? That's what he's saying. It's like,
is what I'm thinking, like, valid? Is it based off something, like...
I'm thinking, for example, like, let's say, like
I'm actually, like, no. Like, you know that this guy, like, you know that this guy likes her.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. I think that's a problem. And then if especially if she doesn't announce it before, like she announced like, oh, by the way, that helps. Like, oh, by the way, I've got a boyfriend or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I'm dating a guy. But at the same time, it's like if she knows, it's a little bit sucks. It's just a problem. To me, it's like you just go in there for the validation.
Yeah. And that's
or now you know, you just catch up with an old friend.
But you're going there for the validation, right?
Yeah, because she acknowledges the fact that he likes her and you know the fact that he likes her.
If he likes her right now, he's probably not a friend.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. It's a
like,
one-way street.
Like, it's not like I'm gonna randomly like some like a taken girl. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So how uncomfortable is that? That she agrees.
Is this definitely uncomfortable? Yeah, I'm like, girl. Is it like, it's weird. Is it comfortable? It's like,
from like, 1 to 10 though. Like, obviously, if your girlfriend, that's a 10.
Yeah, it's a 10. It's probably like a 4 uncomfortable.
Yeah.
4.
I mean, it definitely warrants like a talk with my girl. Like, you know, like why would you go out of your way to hang out with somebody one-on-one,
yeah,
like that, acknowledging the fact that he likes you, like, you know,
yeah,
because it wants to talk.
Because it's different. Like if it's like an old friend back in the day, he's not gonna randomly like her, right?
Yeah,
right.
I mean, maybe he would.
So he's probably a new friend,
or maybe he used to have a crush on her.
If he used to have a crush on her, that's cool. Like used to have a crush on her is a different thing. Yeah. Like if it's an old friend from like high school and like he's have a crush on her, I don't care.
Okay.
But if it's a new guy, who she met and then he likes her now, you're not gonna randomly like some taken girl.
It also really depends on the scenario. Like if it's like they haven't seen each other for like 6 years and he's a friend from back home, it's easier than if it's like he just saw her, they just saw each other like 5 months ago and they just gotta catch up.
I actually had a situation like that in my past relationship where.
What's it?
Yeah. Where I was Jimmy asked, there was a situation where she's like, yo, I'm gonna go hang out with a friend that I haven't met for 6 years before, and I was like, that's so sus, like, 6 years, somebody, a guy that you're having out with 6 years randomly messages you, hey, do you want to catch up? 6 years, you monk, like, what the hell are you been doing with your life? Randomly has to catch up? That is hella sus, you know what I mean?
100% sus. So do you forbid her from going?
I say, hey, listen, I say you can make your choice to go, but I say I can make my choice based on you going. I'm not gonna forbid her to go, like, I don't own the girl.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, if I feel uncomfortable about it, and she chooses to go anyways, then how much is respect? I should never hang out. Yeah.
Generally, it happens to be the case that in my current relationship, we don't hang out one-on-one with
anybody else.
We don't. Yeah. Which just happens to be the case. Like, I don't see the need to.
Hey, what's going on? This week's podcast was sponsored by MyBookie. If we have any sport fans watching this video, I'm sure you guys like to bet with your friends, right? Whether you bet to earn or make the games more exciting, MyBookie gives you the most for your money with their redesigned deposit bonus. So use promo code DOWNBAD on a deposit of $50 or more to receive a cash bonus instantly to your MyBookie account. Using this bonus is simple. Bet your deposit amount just once, and once you're ready to cash out, it's no strings attached. with MyBookie. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform to make it simple to bet and win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. So to give you guys kind of like a heads up, the new deposit bonus is a 10% cash bonus on any first-time deposits up to $2,000. The minimum deposit is $50. This bonus only has a one-time playthrough amount, which means that the bonus doesn't lock you in. Focus on the cash in, cash out aspect of the bonus and not the percentage amount. That being said, you can use promo code DOWNBAD on a deposit of $50 or more to receive a cash bonus instantly to your MyBookie account. Using this bonus is very simple. Bet your deposit amount just once and you're ready to cash out, no strings attached with MyBookie. Bet on the NFL, USC, or play for a bigger cash prize with the weekly online blackjack tournament. It's a new year, so give yourself a fresh start with MyBookie.
Let's say for example, like Jimmy came to town, right?
Well, yeah, well, he's my guy.
Jimmy came to town and then I'm out of town. And then Sandy's like, and Jimmy and Sandy get some food, for example.
Oh, that's your boy's girl. It's not talking about a single guy.
Yeah.
It's a completely different story. No. He's my friend.
Yeah.
I'm talking about her friend.
Oh, okay. I see.
You know, like, I generally to this point, like, I don't hang out with my friends who are girls one-on-one anymore because I don't see the purpose of it.
If your girl has a friend that's a guy and he's single and he's not your friend too,
yeah, he's not my friend too, it's a different story.
He definitely is trying to hit that. Like 90% of the time, he's trying to hit that.
Yeah.
Like, how often do you hang out with a girl one-on-one that you don't try to hit that?
I'm not trying to hit that. Maybe it's like,
unless it's for work. Business. Yeah, exactly.
But also just for la. Like, you'd rather hang out with your boys.
Yeah.
You know, like, if it's for work, it's different. Like, if you're talking about some kind of business, opportunities and stuff,
especially
it's
now, maybe back in high school.
You got
high school, you have a lot of time. You fucking vent to people, right? But now it's like...
Right now, it's sus. Straight sus.
Okay.
No go. All
right. So, let's say you guys are at karaoke.
Right.
Okay.
Right? And you guys are at karaoke and you see a guy and your girl kind of like singing to each other and like putting their arms around each other.
Yeah.
And you see this on a story. That night you didn't go out with her. Yeah. But that night you see this on a story of a guy. Let's just say he's pretty attractive.
Yeah.
Right. And him and a girl and your girl
and my girl
are just singing along, having a great.
Sus.
Yeah, my girl gonna love this podcast, bro. Huh? She'd be like, doing this. So interesting.
These hypothetical scenarios.
Yeah.
And I don't know the guy.
I don't know the guy.
You don't
random.
Know the guy. Yeah, and he's like fairly attractive.
Yeah.
Right. And she seems to be really into it, like to the point where she got like this.
She got the cup around, right?
Yeah. She got her arm around him, but it just seemed like a really fun moment, right?
Right.
To her. How sus is that?
100% sus.
That's
man.
Sus.
100% sus.
1 to 10.
That's a 10 sus.
Wait.
That's a 10?
That's to me. That's
well, a 10 is your girl coming back saying I got.
That's also 10. Yo.
Okay, so that can't be 10, bro. It's all 10s.
Okay, it's fine. This is 9.7.
Holy shit.
That's sus. Who is this guy? Am I out of town?
No. That night you just didn't. You just decided to go.
Okay, like who is this guy and. Why is his arm around you? I have a few questions.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know. You're just having a good.
Wait. Like, okay, wait. Is it a case where it's like a guy like this? You know, yeah. The world can see.
Yeah.
Or
we're so.
Or is it like is this Pong Yo Yi Sheng Yi?
That's another thing. If it's a big
depending
group,
on the song.
Hold on, wait.
No, it's a big group or small group. Like, is it a big group? Like
one on one, right? One on one.
No. It's not one on one. It's still. It's in a group setting.
No, I get it. Like, but it's two people singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a big circle of friends singing together.
No.
So that's sus. Yeah, sus.
Yeah.
That's pretty sus, man.
How's your girl that's describing sus. You? Describing to you?
Oh, we're just friends. Oh my god.
She just says that?
Yeah,
we're just friends. And let's say I see that and I text her. I'm like, yo, what are you doing right now? She's like, oh, we're just singing along. She doesn't make any mention of that.
Yeah.
No, it was us. Yeah, like, if it was a dude that, like, I knew and, like, we're all friends and shit,
yeah.
Then I'd be like, okay, it's probably okay.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's a random dude that, like,
yeah,
never met before, and it's just her and him one-on-one. Like, if it's a group of friends, cool. But if it's her and him one-on-one, it's
yeah, yo, even
it's not her, it's her and him one-on-one singing, but with a bunch of guys watching in the back.
Even if it's a guy I knew that wasn't on my radar, now it's going to be on the radar a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, unless it's a boy, like, it's like one of my close friends. That I understand. It's
sus still. One to a ten, how sus?
That's pretty, like, 7-8, man.
Seven, oh.
It's a little sus.
How about, like, a six?
No, I put that in the nines for sure, bro.
Wow.
Like, I think, like if you're an acquaintance, like, I know you, bro, but you have your arm around my girl saying like that. Bro, like,
you're still off. So, okay, if a 10 is a cheating, which is, I'm going to break up with her, then a 9, you're saying you, right, you'll break up with her with that.
That is an 8.5, a very, very, very stern talk.
Very stern talk, yeah. And you would, like
yo,
give me a breakup.
Yo, my, well,
nice breakup.
Listen, like, my scale is, like, a 0 to, like, an 8. It's kind of, like, like, it's, like, it jumps. It's got a big jump, you know?
Yeah.
So when it jumps to the 8, like, I don't know. Things usually jump to the 8 to me. Like, 7 to 8, you know? Yeah, it's pretty sus.
Sus.
Okay. So, at a party.
Okay.
All right. Another one of those.
Bringing these hypotheticals down.
She's on a girls trip.
Yeah.
Right. And she's on a girls trip to Miami, and then she comes back.
That's sus. Why'd she on a girls trip to Miami, dog?
Wait, no, nothing wrong with a girls trip.
It's a bachelorette party.
Bachelorette party. Okay. Party.
She comes back to you and say, babe, you know, it was a bachelorette party, and we had a Magic Mike show, and one of the guys slapped my face.
Break up? Yeah.
Wait, what's the Magic Mike show? It's like a strip club.
You go male stripper.
Male stripper.
And it's like, babe, I'm sorry. Before going, she told you that, you know, it's a male strip club, and but you're like, you know, it's a bachelorette show. Like, well, at least the most that's gonna happen is just guys dancing on you. But she comes back. She's like, yeah, this guy was putting his like meat on my
forehead. Was it accidental slap? Was it like
it was like this, right?
Yeah, it was like a disrespectful slap.
And that's it. It was like that, and she's like,
wait, disrespectful slap? Yeah. Wait, was it like an accidental touch? Or like, guys, give me the story here.
All right, so it's a Magic Mike show, and he's got his like 9-inch python,
and it happens to be at my girl.
Yeah.
Well, like, it was a residual.
No, he was slapped direct attack.
No. It was like he pulled her up on stage.
And it was only her.
Yeah, it was only her, and then, like, he did the show where he like handcuffed her to the chair.
Yo, that's for the streets now, bro.
Wait.
Okay, yo, don't come back.
So in theory, he assaulted her.
No. Like, it's all consensual. It's consensual. She wanted it. It's in the setting.
Is it her bachelorette party?
No.
Get the here, then, yo.
It's her homegirl's bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And all her homegirls are like, woo, yeah, Joy. Go up there, go get that shit.
Yeah.
And then they're like hyping her up. And she's like, oh yeah. And then she goes on stage like, whoa, handcuffs. Oh, it's a little kinky. And they're drunk, they're lit, right?
Listen.
There's alcohol involved, so it's like they're like in the moment. And the next thing you know, God whips out his knife and starts slapping your girl around.
And then wait, does she stop it?
In the back of her room, like, oh, this is a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. And then he doesn't
All
right. So, but it doesn't hit her until the plane ride back, where she's like,
she got red marks on her face.
She has a little bit of guilt that happened in the heat of the moment.
Yeah,
and she's like, she comes back and is like, babe, so I gotta tell you about this.
Any weight marks on her face?
Huh?
Any weight marks on her face?
No. Bro, is it like 2 days, like 4-3 days after she comes back from the vacation? She's alone with you in bed and like, babe, things got a little out of hand in Miami.
Nah.
Is it 10?
That's a 10, bro.
That's a 10?
That's a breakup, bro.
That's a breakup?
Yeah, listen, like first, like, yo, if you're at a bachelor, first of all, like, I don't imagine, like, she be in a male strip club in the first place.
That's but not then, pretty normal for bachelor parties.
It's very normal for a bachelor.
Okay, assuming it's normal for a bachelor party, right? It's like, where do you...
How did it
get to the point where you're even on the stage? Or how did it even get to the point
let's be honest. You know, you pride yourself on having, like, a beautiful woman, right? She's the hottest girl there.
Okay.
You know, so the male stripper was like, oh, I want the prettiest girl.
Yeah, no, she's... At that point, she's... Okay, first of all, I'm not even saying that it's... Imagine if the strip club was cool, right?
Yeah.
That's the point where she should be saying no.
No, all like all her friends are urging her on. It's
I understand, but like
and she don't know what's going on stage. She don't know she's gonna get her.
Yeah,
her,
she like her she doesn't know.
Listen, man, I think for me it's definitely sus, but I don't know. I don't like based on how you're describing it, she feels guilty and she's like, I shouldn't have gone there, I'm regretting it. I don't know if I could put the blame on her. That is the thing.
Yeah. Right. You know? For me personally, like the karaoke scenario is higher than this one.
Yeah.
Because this is almost like
she's handcuffed, bro.
Like she can she do? She's in the moment. She doesn't even know. Like first, she doesn't even know what's gonna happen, right?
Yeah.
Wait. And then she gets on stage and they do a search. She's like, what?
Then you're literally saying that.
No. She's like. At first, it was kind of hot. Okay. Wait, no handcuffs. Yeah. Let's say there's no handcuffs. Yeah. He's still slapping her around. And she's just there.
Like it's a male strip club at a bachelorette party. It's like, it's like damn, but it's like it's not an absurd thing to happen. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like it's not like she was like, oh, like come back, like, make out with me. It's just like the guy was doing his performance for the guests.
Yeah.
And she happened to be the one who was involved in the performance.
Guys, here's the thing.
Fair.
At your bachelor parties, I may have to skip the strip club. Altogether. Yeah? I mean, I'll skip it. Yeah. Yeah. Like me and my girl made a deal. We only go strip clubs together. Mm. Yeah. So that's red flag number one. Red flag number two is that you can say no.
Yeah.
You can like literally like just be like, I'm gonna step outside for a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. But in the heat of the moment, it's gonna be hard. So I rate it.
And then she leaves.
Everybody
like, oh.
I rate it a six.
But no. But they're gonna be booing her even harder when I break up with her after. Yeah. Right. And like it's like
no, they'll be like you didn't need him anyways.
Yeah, nah, I give it a six. Like based on your story,
I'll give it like a five or six.
I mean, it's like if she repeats it again after she learned from this, like that's a little bit sus. But like, tell me one time.
Did your score change depending on what the guy does to her?
No, yeah, of course. And how are you telling the story? All of a sudden she's in handcuffs. She's not in handcuffs. You know, like I'm fluctuating right now, bro.
Wait.
She feels
like,
guilty on the plane right back.
Does your score change if like instead of just like a slap, it was like a full on ejaculation or something?
Yeah.
No, but it's still not her fault.
Same thing.
Not her fault. Not her whatever. Like this is your logic.
No. My doesn't change. It doesn't change.
So it's still six then.
Yeah, it's still six.
It came back like, drippy white stuff.
Yeah, it's still six.
The guy in the cowboy hood is like, hey, we're doing a special.
Listen, bro. If you're at a bachelor party, man, and then I'm just thinking the other way around. You're at a bachelor party, and then you get called on stage. Oh, whatever you're saying, she squished some. You go back, you feel guilty as shit. You know, I'm sorry, man. I don't mean that. I didn't even enjoy it, man. I was upstairs. I was handcuffed. I didn't even enjoy it. Like
what if one of her friends took like a video of it, right? And it was like, you know, he had like fake, and he sprayed it all over her face.
Yeah.
And that video somehow gets sent back to you.
Nah. Yo, same. Like, I don't know if I can blame, but I can't be with her anymore. You know what I mean?
You feel like she's been
I can't blame. I'm not gonna be like
I'm fake.
You should not have stood there. No.
Yeah, exactly. It's a hard blame if she's never experienced it.
It's a show.
It's in a strip club, right?
It's like imagine it was Thailand and then she was a ping pong show.
No, listen.
We made an agreement that we only go together.
Yeah, exactly. The crux of your argument is the fact that you already made an agreement.
You already
so it's a lie. It's a lie of the agreement. That's a problem. I don't have the agreement with my girl.
Yeah.
So I don't feel that same. It's a six.
Okay.
It's a six. Yeah.
Like my girl can go to the strip club with her friends if she wants to go to a strip club with her friends.
In a bachelorette party for me, I mean, like I'm not telling my girl casually scroll down the street one day and go to.
So you guys are like. If it happens, it happens. Like, you know,
for a bachelorette party. This is not an every weekend thing, bro.
Are you going to pre-warn her? Let's say she's going, like, I'm going to a strip club. You'd be like, hey, make sure you don't get any of that on your face.
No, I mean, she's it's a bachelorette party. It's
okay.
If she's not bending over and saying, me, or, like, making out with the guy, it's...
Oh, what if she does make out with the guy?
That's game.
Then that's off. That's a problem.
No, he makes out
with the guy.
Assault, bro. That's something we don't want. We don't.
No, consensual. Not
if it's consensual, then she cheated on me.
Yeah,
That's the difference, right?
No, but this is consensual. She agreed to get the slap. But
no, this is
she agreed to go on stage.
She agreed to the show. The guy happened to think, and she was like, "Holy, what the?" And then the show finished. And she's like, "Okay, well, the show happened."
Right? But the
makeout. Like
it takes two to tango. It takes two to tango.
For me, I could cut Mike right now if I wanted to. Right?
No, you're. probably won't even reach me though.
I can get up and like, all of you guys right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is how I feel. This, it'll be like this.
I can slap all you guys right now.
Yeah.
And it's.
It'll be like this.
To it. No, but like, but I can't make out with you.
There's a certain level of responsibility that, like, you know that in an area, in a place, a setting like that, yeah. This is obviously going to be like infinitely more likely to happen than a setting like this.
So, will you?
You know what I mean?
Would you draw the boundary before she goes on this bachelorette trip? No. Like, hey, like, you wouldn't.
I mean, I would just expect, like, to be honest, like
hey, no face.
Like,
but you can get a dance.
No, like a non-consensual. Tap on the face. I'm like, okay, fine. It's happened. Whatever. I don't care. It's like, in reality, it's like.
No. He made a good point. He made a good point in terms of like, hey, would I talk to her about it? I would. I would talk to boundaries of being in a strip club. I would do that. Hey, you know.
So what would you allow?
I would allow a lap dance. I would allow her one slap on the butt cheek.
Uh huh.
No groin in face.
What if it's like boxers on?
So boxers on, no groin in face.
Yeah, imagine like
no groin. That's a hygienic thing.
Imagine she's in the show, right? And then she's like the butt slap or whatever. Yeah. And then like that guy's dick, and she's like this. Woo!
If she dodges it, yo, my girl, real one, bro. If she dodges it, she goes like, "What you
like, lying to us?"
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I'll my girl, real one.
I talked to her a little beforehand. Yeah.
I would
also understand like something's happened in the heat of the moment. Like, don't be afraid to tell me after.
Yeah.
But just like, yo, be a little bit careful. Like, don't take more than two shots before going in.
No. Yeah.
Prevention.
Oh. Okay. So you're on Instagram, and you see your girl's story.
Yeah.
She posts a picture of her with on dinner, and she never mentioned about these plans, right?
Sus.
She had dinner,
and she never mentioned anything about these plans, and you only see a guy's hand.
Sus.
That's sus, bro.
Yeah, that's definitely sus.
That's
bro.
Like level 8-9 sus. Bro.
That's 8-9?
That's sus.
That's the most cliche you could come up with.
No, honestly, at that point, I would think she's with me for a video or something like that. I'll think she's doing something for like, she's doing a video or a video. Like,
yeah, bro, you said the most cliche.
Sus. No, it's so sus to the point where I would think
it's almost intentional, right?
If you to post a picture of his face, that makes it less sus.
Yeah.
Like, the sus. Fact that you have to do these hiding things,
it's so sus that I would just laugh it off and be like, yo, she's definitely just...
Would it change what you do?
That's how you do it.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Would it change what you do if it was his face versus his hand? Like, you still do the same thing. You still have a very, very stern talk, right?
You love your stern talks. Very, very stern talks.
I have a talk with her.
Stern talk.
Wait. But the level of sternness is like, if his hand is more of a stern talk, if his face, then there's a little bit of leeway there.
This honestly is like one step away from a 10.
Yo, Edward's going in deep, bro.
For real, bro.
Yo, Edward.
Everything
yo,
is a nine.
It's like, bro. Like, why would you not tell me? If you told me, it brings it all the way down to like a one. Because
it's
like,
a principle of the
right. It doesn't make any sense, bro.
Let's say she's out at a party, all right, and she gets way too drunk.
Yeah.
And she makes out with another guy.
Yeah. Way too drunk?
Or yeah, like she had like 7 shots of Jose Cuervo.
Yeah. Sus.
Makes out with another guy.
It's a 10.
10.
It's 10. It's done.
It's sus.
On a dare. On like one of those truth or
that's
drink.
Doesn't change anything. Wait, am I there? Am I at the party?
No.
And then it's 10.
Is that?
Well, how does it change anything if it's at the party?
Like, if it's at a party where it's like one of those parties where it's like everyone's doing it, and it's like we talked about it, we're like, okay, yo,
wait,
gang, and it's like acknowledge it's gang gang situation.
No,
gang bang situation, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, if we acknowledge it, it's not cheating, right?
Yeah.
But if she did it. Thing like that, then obviously it's cheating. So
yeah.
I actually have a question for you guys now. Like, do you remember when we had to talk about like
we did.
If you were blackout drunk? And let's say you cheat on a girl, you said like, hey, you know what? I will consider this not as cheating. So the question is this.
Change.
It changed?
So what changed? What changed?
Was Wait, let me explain it. Yeah. It was the original question was the fact that let's say you were blackout drunk. I was blackout drunk and I slept with your girlfriend, would you be mad? They said I wouldn't be mad because when you're blackout
drunk. Didn't say I wouldn't be mad.
No, not bad mad. You will forgive me. You were saying you will forgive me. That's what you said.
You.
Yeah, you'll forgive me.
I said I would still break up with the girl. Yeah. That's what I said.
What?
Yeah. I said it wouldn't like destroy our friendship. So
right, you'll forgive me. Right.
Anyway, like I know what you're talking about. Like basically she's blackout drunk and when you're blackout
exactly.
drunk, obviously like I've been blackout
lose
drunk.
Your motors.
And you know
yeah.
The thing is, I could understand where she's coming from, but I just don't think I could continue dating her. That's basically what it's at.
Mm.
Like I could be like, okay, I get it, you know, blackout drunk, it happens. I've been blackout drunk too. I just don't think I could continue dating her in that case.
Even if it's on a dare, like, oh,
I don't care if it's on a dare, bro.
like it was spin the bottle and everybody.
I know, but no.
You're breaking
it.
That's a ten.
Yeah, that's a fucking, I mean, choose you.
You
chose to play it.
Not with options, bro. There's too many options, bro.
Edward, what?
Dude, that's 11, man.
I said, bro, the scale. Yo, you keep on breaking the scale, bro.
Actually, one thing that I've actually, like, developed a lot since being with my current girlfriend is the thought that, like, you put yourself in scenarios, right? So, like, you cannot justify with the fact that, like, hey, I was blackout drunk. I think before I started dating her, I was a bit more like open to the thought, like maybe like blackout drunk, it's not entirely your fault.
Yeah.
But now since being with her, I kind of start to realize that, like, or I start to think that because you allowed yourself to become blackout drunk, then 100% of the responsibility is on you.
100%.
100%. Yeah. And depending on how severe the thing you did is, it warrants a breakup.
So you're saying
if she got blackout drunk and then she like hugged someone, like no.
Wait. But you're saying 100% of responsibility is on you.
Because the fact you that chose she got, to get blackout drunk.
Right. But I'm saying you chose to get blackout drunk, but you didn't buddy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so
well, no,
you chose to
fine.
Get...
That's fine. Like, if you somehow maintain, like, a clear mind when you're blackout drunk where you don't do anything that's unfaithful, then okay, you get blackout drunk as much as you want. But it's like the fact that you get blackout drunk and you led to something. It's kind of like saying like, oh, blackout drunk, I drove a car and killed somebody. It's still my fault, right?
Right. But wouldn't you prevent the blackout drunk in the first place?
Yeah, you would prevent the blackout drunk in the first place, yeah. Yeah, that's what I would expect from
Okay. So is there a scenario where you would take your girl back if she cheated?
No.
Would there be a scenario? Wait. But what do you define as cheating, though?
So,
define emotionally cheating,
physically
cheating?
That right there. Physically.
Physically cheating?
Yeah.
Zero.
Like, play devil's advocate. Like,
is there a chance? Like, as in, like, I'll listen to her. I'll be like, okay, cool. Like.
But you say no.
There's too many fish in the sea, bro. Like, why am I going to get back with someone who put me in?
Sean justifies everything by flexing about how many girls.
Yeah, there's how many fish in the sea.
It's true, though. Like, it's like, why would you put yourself through the ordeal, the stress? Like, it's stress in the future because when she goes out in the future, you're gonna be stressed every single time.
Mm. Yeah,
this happened. You're gonna have trust issues.
Yeah,
why would you put yourself through that ordeal? Not the fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it depends on like, do you define emotionally cheating too? She texts a guy like that.
No. What if the same scenario happens, but you did it? You were the one that made out with this.
Then break up with me.
But you know, it was a mistake.
It was a mistake, but it doesn't matter.
Wait, would you voluntarily break up with her?
Yeah.
You made out.
You would voluntarily
break up with her.
I think I would prefer to end it, to be honest. I don't think that that's an scenario where I would want to be kept.
But you know in your deepest of hearts that you made a mistake that
yes, night. I know. And I should suffer the consequences.
Shit.
I feel like it's happening right now, bro. I'll suffer the consequences of that mistake. It's like, right. I think I can go ahead and move on, but I think that the trust issues that will stem from that, that will be on her, that will be on a relationship from that.
Yeah.
I don't want her to go through that. And
so wait, let me ask you a scenario. So let's say you made out with somebody, it was a total accident, you were kind of blackout, whatever, but you know it wouldn't happen again. She's like, you know what, Sean, I trust you, let's just move on from this. And you would break up? Really?
Secondly.
Does that mean you not trust yourself? Huh? Does that mean you don't trust yourself?
It's not that I trust myself, it's just that it's a very hard road to recover, and I think it's easier to just end it. And it's like rather than force something.
So you guys would never give a cheater a second chance.
Like, you know, the truth is, if I made out with someone, having been blackout drunk, I was blackout drunk enough to go to the bathroom and puke and make sure I didn't do anything stupid like that. I could puke. I'm making out is like a It takes a lot to make out with a black culture person, bro.
But that you changed from last time when you say the blackout thing, though. Yeah, when you blackout, you have no idea what's going on.
I know, but
you
when, have no... when I blackout, I'm gross, bro. I don't think anyone wants to make out with me anyway. So if I made out with someone, it means, like, it's like, come on, bro.
No, there was a girl that was, like, clearly into you. And she had, malicious intent to, and like, break you guys
and you
up.
Thought she looked like Sandy. Like, you thought she looked like her. And you were just like, oh, man, dog, what'd I do the next morning? You were about to break up.
No, I thought you were Sandy.
Yeah.
I thought you were Sandy.
Yeah. You're a blackout drunk. You don't remember.
I thought you were Sandy.
Yeah. Fine. How's this? You were blackout and somebody told you the story. Yeah. Somebody was like this. Hey, bro, you know that you made out with that girl last night? You had no recollection of it. What would you do?
Yo, Sean.
Let me ask you that. What would you do in that scenario?
He's like, you're like,
no, because when you black out, you don't understand what's going on.
You lit up every single Exodia on my face.
No, like, I'm serious. Wait. If in that case, what would you do? Somebody told you.
Okay, you're saying I got blackout drunk. I have amnesia. A puppet.
No, you didn't have amnesia. Okay, nobody gets amnesia. No one gets amnesia. You got blackout drunk. You forgot your night. That's what blackout means.
And then there was like a girl that had like intent to like make out with you, and like
maybe Jamie comes over next morning. Yo, Sheldon, you don't want to see this, but let me show you this video. And there's a video of you kissing her and making out with her. What would you do?
For example, you kissed me last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the middle of sleep, he tries to hold my hand.
Yeah.
And then he starts groaning and he leans over and gives me a kiss in the cheek.
Yeah.
He definitely thought I was his girlfriend, like maybe in sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for example, same kind of scenario, you know, that you kiss the girl. Yeah. And next thing you know, you wake up in the morning, I guess.
You don't remember.
You gotta text her, I kissed Edward. Bye bye.
Yeah.
You know, like I just find it a little bit cap that you're gonna say, like, I'll voluntarily.
I understand what you mean. I understand what you mean. Like, when you put all the Exodia on my face.
Yeah. Like, all five pieces, right?
I understand what you mean. I'm not gonna volunteer to break up.
Would you tell her?
Yes, I'll tell her. Yeah. Right thing to do is tell, but don't, like, just like, hey, I gotta go by.
Of course I'll tell her. But if like, what I meant before you pull out, you know, like, all pieces of Exodia was, if I went while I was sober on my way to cheat on her.
Yeah. On my way to cheat on her?
Yeah.
I'm on my way to cheat on her, and I was
like, not crazy and everything like that, then I would expect her to break up with me.
Okay. You expect her to break up with you. But I don't think you would be the type to do that anyways in the first place. Exactly. Like, go out of your way to cheat on anything.
So now I have a little story for you guys, all right? Yeah. And you guys let me know, like, what level of cheating this is.
Yeah. Wait. So is this, like, a real story?
No, it's a real story.
Does it have to do with Remy Rang? Like, is it your story? Your alternative personal story?
No. First of all, they don't even know.
Okay, fine. Remy Rang is Jimmy Zhang, but his fucking pending.
No. Listen. Okay. All right. This is a real story. All right. It actually happened 2 years ago.
Okay. To who?
Huh?
To who?
To me.
Okay.
And
okay.
My ex.
Ah, okay. Okay. Got it.
And, well, my girlfriend at the time. So basically, she did this, like, loyalty test on me.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like, oh, would you want to kiss a girl at a festival?
Okay.
Like, you probably can't do it.
Yeah.
She's testing me. Like, oh, you probably can't do it, pussy.
Okay. Yeah.
She's like tempting me, right?
Yeah. Okay. I know what check that is.
Right. So, we're at this rave, Izu, 2019, by the way.
Why you gotta shout it?
Paint the scenario for people. It was an EDM festival, and there's a lot of girls just like half naked, just walking around. Yeah. So here, all of a sudden, she's like, she brings on the test. She's like, yo, I dare you to make out with that girl.
That's weird.
Like, you won't do it, but
yeah,
it's gonna turn me on.
That's weird, bro.
Okay,
like I could see this turning me on. And she's like, she's really selling this. Like,
yeah.
You know what? It's gonna turn me on if you make out with it.
Yeah.
If you could just pick a girl up and make out with her.
Yeah.
Okay. But you probably can't.
Yeah.
I hear this.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on. I got it. I
bitch,
can do it.
What?
Yeah. What are you saying?
Yeah.
All right. So I ain't.
Yeah.
Right. And she kept on like tempting me. Yeah. Yeah. Look
and
around.
She was pushing you. She's like, yo, do a push.
No, yeah. Yeah. She wasn't pushing me like physically, but she was like, yeah. Look around. Yeah. I bet you. Yeah. Why are you just standing there?
Huh?
Huh? I was like, I walk up to the first girl I see. Actually, no, she picks one out. Her right there. Go up to her. I bet you won't. She's with a group of girls.
Yeah.
Right. So I walk to the group, and as the group were walking, I tapped that one girl on the shoulder. I was like, hey, wait, do you have a quick second?
Yeah. You know how many subscribers I got?
Okay. No. Okay. Relax. I told her, hey, do you have a quick second?
Yeah.
Listen, 20 seconds. All right. Yeah. I gotta tell you something. All right. So, I think you're very attractive.
Yeah.
And I would like to kiss you right now.
Yeah.
And she was down.
Okay.
She was with it.
Yeah.
And I was in the back of my head, like, wait. She's like, yeah, oh, I'm down.
Yeah.
And then I pulled her in. We started making out.
And you were dating your girl.
Yeah. And then she saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at this point, first of all, I didn't even think, like, she'll be down.
Yeah.
I didn't even think, like in the back of my head, I was like, holy
the game was that good, eh?
We're like, wait, no. But then, no.
Take that back.
And then after that happened, I looked over and I just see this. I see my girl just
with her
arms crossed and just like, what the f***? You actually did it?
Bro. That's not your fault, bro. That's not your fault. Like, I'm gonna say one thing that you can die in peace. No, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault because okay, if she said it like once as a joke and you're like nah, and then she let it drop.
Yeah.
If she said it once, then you immediately went. Yeah, then it's probably your fault.
And you know what?
Push it for
her? You know what she said? The hottest thing you could have done is that you leaned in and just turned around last second. That would have turned me on so much, but you didn't do that. You fucking kissed her.
That's weird, man.
That
is toxic behavior, bro.
That's toxic behavior, man.
What I'm supposed to tell you is that one, you got game, and two, you should not be dating her.
Yeah.
Two things that you know immediately in the moment.
But do you feel like there's like girls out there watching like
that pull what? That shit,
or that could relate. That like, oh no, if you were loyal, you wouldn't even consider.
Bro. Look at the setup.
No, she really pushed. She pushed you to the edge. She's like, you're.
Yeah, like, that's
she's
weird.
She's saying all that shit. Like, if she said it, like, once or twice, it's like, how are you gonna, like, if she was like, okay, if you're like, yo, babe, I'm gonna do it, I'll just let you know, like, if I actually make up, you're not gonna get mad. And then she's like, I'm not gonna get mad. And then in that case, it's her fault. You know what I mean?
But like, I didn't reassure, I didn't hit the reassurance.
Mean, it's not responsibility, bro. She's telling you to go that's kiss. Weird. Like, you know, there's no right move in there, bro. The only right move there is that the girl talks.
Facts. Toxic, and I know exactly who you're talking about. Let me ask you, since dating her, how many times has this ever happened again?
Never.
Exactly.
It's weird.
See what the problem is, man.
But I feel like girls do test guys like that, though.
They do.
You test guys, but you don't test them that way.
Yeah. You know? That's a horrible test, man.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing. Like,
yeah.
Is it exactly who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's exactly who it is. Yeah. Damn.
Damn. Yeah, yeah. That's toxic, bro.
That is toxic.
Don't worry, Jimmy. You didn't cheat in my eyes.
But also, yo, dude. That's nice, bro.
That's a good game, though.
Oh, yeah. That was a red flag.
Yo,
that was a red flag.
Bro, not like, yo, like, in that case, like, if you couldn't get the makeout, I'd be like, they look a little bad, right? Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah. I can't do it. And you don't get it.
Yeah, but you got the makeout. Yeah. You got the makeout.
It is a flag.
But, yo. I feel like there's so many guys that won't even do it. There's so many guys out there that would just like, babe, I don't want to do this. I know it's gonna. I feel like so many guys fold.
So they passed, but
so
you failed.
So technically,
I don't think so.
Well, like you guys in that moment, you would go up to.
No, I mean, if I was pushed so hard and I was like, dude, what are you doing? And she keeps pushing me, I'd be like, wait, I'll do it just to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
The only guys who wouldn't do it are guys who know they couldn't do it.
So all of you guys would go up.
I mean, yo, I would question the girl.
If she pushed me to that extent, I'd probably break up with her.
I'd be like, what the f*** is wrong with you, man? Why?
I'll break up with her, and then we'll do it, just to shut up. I'll break up with her, and then we'll
F-T-O-B, bro. F-T-O-B, f***ing other bitches. That's what it stands for.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay. Now, next question.
That's crazy. I can't believe that was a true story, man.
I can't believe that's a true story, bro.
And exactly the way you described it, she like did it multiple times. She was like, "Yo, Jimmy, why don't you go do it? Do it. Like, you go do it. You."
Yeah, I would say like two or three
crazy
times.
Crazy,
yeah.
Bitch.
Question: have you guys done, post breakup? Like, you guys end things off completely, right?
Yeah.
Completely. So there's not consistent hookups.
No, not consistent hookups.
Okay, just one.
Yeah, just once, just one, just one. Happened one time.
Once or twice. Okay.
Yeah.
These questions are for you, then.
Yeah. We in that toxic realm, man.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. So, do you guys think ignorance is bliss? So.
Oh yes, I heard it before.
So if your girl cheated, would you rather not know about it or have her tell you?
I definitely would rather her tell me.
Yeah.
I definitely would rather her tell me.
What if you had a wife and two kids? I mean, what if you had two kids?
You have a wife and
two kids. I don't know. Like, if it changes and I lay down.
No, it doesn't change the relationship dynamic at all. Right? Like, because, you know, sometimes, like, partners cheat because they're missing something from their relationship.
Yeah.
Right? But she cheated, but, like, you guys are still, like, just as it was.
One night party.
No, fundamentally doesn't make sense because it does change the dynamic because the dynamic was trust.
No, but you don't know. You don't know.
I know. I'm choosing between I don't know or I choose between I know, right?
Right.
I think if I don't have too many responsibilities on me, I'll always choose, like, to know. But if I have, like, five kids, you know, like, and then they're all, like, they need their mom and stuff. Like, I don't know, man.
You'd rather not know.
I might put up with it. Like, I might just, like, pretend, like, the genie make me forget.
Yeah.
But most times I would.
Most times I would know. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to know it in that case. Like, if I had, like, fucking six kids, I'm struggling to pay rent. There's too much going on.
Yeah.
Take away that one headache, bro.
Right.
And you guarantee she's not gonna do it again. As in, like, it's not gonna happen in the impact.
Well, I can't guarantee that.
You can't guarantee that.
I see. I see. I will probably want to know in those circumstances too.
But she's gonna keep loving you forever.
Yeah. I want to know. It's just whether or not you're gonna act on it or not. But I will want to know. I will want to
like
know.
what she did with another guy.
Yeah, I will want to know, and then I can make my choice out of that.
Damn, I don't think I would.
Really?
You wouldn't?
Yeah.
Depending on the situation, or you would always want to not know.
Like, well, okay, what comes after knowing?
Well, okay, there's two things.
You break up.
One, you break up if you're a normal person, or two, you go revenge cheat if you're a top.
You're
player.
Savage, yeah.
My body's revenge cheat.
Yeah.
No, I don't do
fuck everyone like friends.
No, I don't do revenge cheats, but. I think, I don't know. It's just like it's a certain blissfulness of just it's a certain peace of just not knowing.
But don't you think you lied to? You're like just like
no, but you don't know. That's the thing. You don't know.
That's the thing.
I can see that point, but it's just like
well, when you ask a question like that, it seems like I do know.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like no, because you ask that question,
Jimmy,
I do know.
Jimmy, the right way to ask this question is that you find out your girlfriend's cheating.
Yeah.
Now you can take a magic pill to make you forget everything. Would you take it or not?
Mm.
Right. So, like, you know that once you take this pill, everything will be fine. Or if you don't take it and you break up, then you have to deal with a bunch of headaches.
Yeah, but you can't guarantee if she's continuously cheating.
You can't guarantee. Right? You just know that you forget, you know.
I'm taking that pill up. I have to be responsible.
I'm putting that pill in my pocket. Yeah, meaning that if I do ever, if it ever gets too hard and shit like that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you said, I don't have kids. I don't have all that responsibility. Yeah, so if that happens, then maybe, you know, that pill popping by. But I'm keeping that pill. I'm not throwing that pill away.
Talking about these scenarios actually, like, gets me imagining the pain of being cheated on.
Right? Have you guys felt that?
Nah.
I've never been cheated on.
Never been cheated on.
In some way, yes. But it was more of like it's weird, man. So I tried this open relationship thing before, right? Not with my current girlfriend.
Yeah.
My current girlfriend was different. But, like, I tried this open relationship thing like a while back, and it was like we had these agreements in place that's like, hey, you would tell me, like, or you tell me what, like, stuff like that, right?
Yeah,
there's a bunch of times where it wasn't told, so like it literally does feel like cheating because that's like that's the one thing that relationship had.
Yeah,
so like that's interesting because I was like far this way, and then now I'm like fucking
so when you were in the open relationship, how long was it open for?
It was open until I did something with a girl and then she got hurt.
So she never did anything.
She did.
Oh, she did.
But I was like, yeah, you know what, whatever, right? And then that second I did it, it was like, okay, it's too much. And I'm like, okay, fine then.
What?
Yeah. Second I did something, it became too much for her.
What was it? Different degrees of doing something?
No. Her degree was way worse.
Oh.
I just like didn't.
What did you do?
What did I do?
What did she do?
Like, it's like the same guy coming over and. Right.
Oh.
But what I did was just a one night stand. Like back in the day, though. Yeah.
Right.
And then I realized that's just not for me. And then I'm like a super conservative guy now. So it's completely changed.
Wow.
But, like, these experiences taught me, like, hey, this is not what I want in life.
I see. It just became very draining every time.
It's just why subject yourself to that? Why, you know?
Fair.
Like, if I want to go smash whoever I want, then why don't I just go do it and be single?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But what if you really want to, like, still be with this one person?
But then now, I don't think it's possible for me to actually really want to be with someone if I know they're getting out there getting boned by, like, a bunch of guys or even another guy. It's, like, fundamentally impossible for me now.
But do you think you could still do it, though?
I can't do it either.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You're trying to really get to the bottom of it, right?
But you think you can do it, though?
Oh
man.
GG, you try to find the scenario where like everything is good. He can do it, she can do it, right?
No, I'm not doing that.
I know, but let me ask you a question. Like, do you think that if your boy cheats on his girl, he's out, like he's not your friend? As in like
if your boy cheats on his girl?
On his girl, yeah.
Like, say one of you guys cheated on your girl.
Like, he's not gonna be not my friend.
But is he going to be like, you're going to see him like that and you're going to knock him down a few ones? Because
no,
you know that.
Oh, wait, no, actually, no responsibility to me. I don't want to cheat, actually. No, I think everyone has different standards to hold themselves to. I'm going to say it right now, but I don't like Korean people. All right?
Right?
They are a lot more...
Promiscuous.
Apparently in Paris and in France, it's also very common.
Right.
So I can't hold them to the same standards as myself. I'm just going to say, you're different in that regard, but you're still my friend.
I guess. That's fair. I'm just thinking about who I'm like close with and friends like that.
Someone who cheats on their significant other who's a friend of mine, I won't stop being friends with them because they don't hold the responsibility to me. I just wouldn't trust them with, like... In scenarios where I need them the most.
So basically you're knocking them down in terms of friend, like you can't
no,
because that's a big part of being in a friendship.
I'm knocking them down the ladder of people I can trust.
But that's a big part of your friends.
Yeah, because if you're gonna make a commitment to that girl, I'm assuming like your commitment you made to that girl is similar to the commitment you made towards me.
Yeah,
right?
That's fair.
You know? And if you do that, then it's like I kind of see what kind of person you might be when I need you.
Right.
So, you do get knocked down, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to be talking to a friend with you.
Now, let's say, right, you saw your boy cheat.
Yeah.
Right, you saw him at the club.
I wouldn't tell.
You wouldn't tell.
Nah, it's not your place. That's not your place.
That's not my place to tell, but
the girl calls you up. Yo, Edward.
Yeah.
Hey, Edward, where's
Who's my loyalty to? My boy or his girl? Yeah. My loyalty to my boy, right?
Yeah.
I cover.
I will cover.
So you lying?
I will lie.
Yeah.
Like she's like, oh, like. Do,
I don't. I will lie. If it's one of my close friends, I'll lie.
But I would lie, and then I would talk with my boy. Be like, hey, you may want to go talk to her.
Yeah.
And
tell fair.
Yeah.
But is it no brainer? Like I would lie.
Yeah.
Fair.
Hundo. So if ever get a call from one of your girls saying, hey,
Jimmy's at home. What watching television?
What you talking about, yo?
If a girl ever calls me, I'm like, yo, Jimmy's at home last night working. He was working.
Wait,
would you lie or would you say, I don't know? There's a difference. Like, I guess you kind of are lying by saying you don't know because you actually do know.
Yeah. But would you lead them down a different path?
I would
it's
lie.
It's actually more dangerous for you to lie because then you might ask another friend.
I would,
like, let me put this way. I would put I would cover for him first.
Yeah.
So whatever requires that, if she says, I don't know, she's like, oh, what did you see him last night? And I'd be like, I don't know, last night I think he was like hanging out with blah, blah, blah. I would lie.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I would do whatever's best for my boy.
My goal is to cover him in that scenario.
I think what's best for your boy is just say, I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it could be.
Because
it could be.
Like, yeah, he was in West Hollywood and his like location says he ate this other place for dinner, you know? It's like different.
Yeah. But I will cover first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rose for hoes. Maybe sometimes the lie it fumbles.
Don't fumble the bag. Yeah. You too descriptive, right? Too descriptive. Then you're too much of a liar.
Yeah, he was in the community service.
True. Facts.
Knitting sweaters with grandma.
Facts.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much. Okay. How we doing on time? Let's see.
Okay.
All right, that's a wrap. Remember the moral of the story? What is it? Bros before hoes.
Moral of the story, do not cheat.
Yeah.
And if you do cheat, just know your boy's got you.
Yeah, just know your boy's got you, man.
Yeah, at all costs.
At all costs.
We move blindly. Stevie Wonder when our boys cheat.
Yeah, in the club. In the club, you see that meme? Cat my boy cheating. It's a Stevie Wonder all the way around this way. Stevie Wonder, yeah. Yeah, those are the Stevie Wonder glasses. You just turn around that way and you go, nope.
Oh, actually, wait. I have one last question.
Yeah.
If the girl that you're hooking up with, right? There's a girl
you're hooking up with. That's not your girlfriend.
That's not your girl. Yeah. This girl you're hooking up with. She is actually cheating on her man.
Am I going to tell the man? What do you think about her?
What, are you still hooking up with her?
Sure, I mean,
do I know her? Good.
Like, I don't, I mean, yo, do I have any affiliation with a guy?
A little bit, but very loose connections.
Probably still would if I think it's worth it.
Yeah. If the bomb is like...
That's not really my responsibility.
It's not, it's not. Yeah, don't tie me into it. Yeah.
But it depends, like, the level of the cheating will affect how I think about her for sure.
Though. Yeah. You would date her, 100%. That's off the table.
For example, if the girl was like at the tail end of a relationship and she started talking to me, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm a big of my boyfriend, I think it's the thing, whatever. It's like, okay, that's like kind of understandable. You kind of checked out the relationship. But if she's going to like have before she breaks up with that boy or that guy, then I start to view her in a different light as well. I'm like, I don't know if I can date this girl.
Yeah, but I'm going to say, man, that's a clear case of ignorance is bliss for me. I take that pill, bro. Yeah. If she told me that information, I'd be like,
it's a little harder than I just told you.
But I mean, if it's somebody that I've seen in the same circle and shit like that,
I would continue, provided I don't know the guy. If I know the guy, it's a little bit weird. I don't want to get myself in drama.
Right. But she is telling me, oh, I do have a boyfriend.
Like, if we already
hooked
up,
I'm gonna stop. I'll treat it as a joke. Yeah, that's a good one. Nice. Yeah. Move on with it. Ignorance is bliss, right? Yeah. That's a good one.
I don't get relationships.
And she shows me a picture, and I go like, oh, take that phone away. That's not your boyfriend. That's your brother.
You look at her iPhone while she's getting railed.
You
just see her man's still on the wallpaper.
Not your man's.
Why do you have your brother on your wallpaper?
That's not your man's. That's not your man's. Yeah, V, my boy. You know. Wait, what's that weekend lyric? He said something like that. If you're my boy, I'm still like...
I heard that, the nav lyric, I think. Savages, man, I would never.
I will maybe cuddle with her. I would not do it.
If she has a boyfriend?
If she has a boyfriend, I would maybe cuddle with her.
Yeah.
Alright.
She tells you before, she's like, I got a boyfriend, you don't know.
Really?
Yep, I was like, hey. Hey,
wait, is this Jimmy
you shouldn't
Zang?
Do this.
Yeah, are you?
You should not. If anything, I would. I was like, are you sure you want to do this?
You lying?
Jimmy, listen.
You are guilty. You're gonna feel guilt after this. All right, you are gonna be very guilty. I would tell the girl that.
Yo, let's just end this episode right now. We have a post production talk.
Jimmy, put this on. Straight cap.
Check out these guys,
straight cap.
We did a podcast. We did a podcast right before. Go check out the podcast. I did it on their channel, 6 Feet Under. The links will be down below. Check these guys out, man. Thank you guys for having me.